Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts, I go now.
What do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Insanity, a full session of sanity, right here on the Joe Messina Show. I know, you know, I do appreciate so much the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, all of that. I really do very much appreciate it. And, you know, again, you being involved, a few bucks, and I don't mean that in a negative way, you know, I mean, the few dollars you guys give is great. It helps me. It helps me understand that you really want to be part of it. You want to be really want to be part of the solution here. Facebook, YouTube, the rest of them. I mean, YouTube pulled another two vids down out of our newer channel. And we know what's going to happen. We're not stupid. I'm not going to sit here and whine. You know, because it's not going to do any good. It doesn't win anything. It doesn't go anywhere. Right? I mean, ultimately, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Yeah, and truly be involved and be engaged. You know, the question I ask on a regular basis, and I have been as of late like a lot, is are we ready for the bloodbath coming? Yeah, I'm not suggesting you pick up your guns, your rocks, your stones, your whatever, whatever. This is not what I'm looking for. But you better be ready. You better be ready for the fight. You better be ready to say yes, no, what have you. You better be ready to push back, have your information together. You just better be ready. And again, I appreciate so much what you're doing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You're probably getting tired of me saying that, but I say it so much that I say it a lot, because I find my repetition is how I get my points across. You know what I mean? Seriously. All right, what do we got going on here? Joey B. Well, we always have him going on, don't we? Joey B. has hit a disapproval rating, not an approval, a disapproval rating. 52%. Isn't that so cool? No, really. Rasmussen reports that in a new poll they recently released, that Joey B's rating hitting a new low of 48%, approval rating hitting a new low at 46%, and 52% of Americans disapprove of him as of Wednesday. I mean, he's going to be pretty much voted out by approval ratings by the end of the year. The latest figures include 26% who strongly approve of Joe Biden, and say he's and 42% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential, you know, and please, if you have to take off your shoes to count, so be it. This gives him a presidential approval index rating of a negative 16. Right? Daily tracking results are collected via telephone surveys. They survey 500-plus voters, likely voters. And they usually do it for about 3 or 4 days, and they take the average. Which is really interesting because, you know, you're trying to do the average of the whole country, right? With, I'm sorry, 1,500. They started at 500, now they go to 1,500. But when you really think about what they've got going on, when you really think about what they thought that Joe Biden was going to do for them, and they had people like me and others saying, hey, 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 we have this in California. It doesn't work. It's not working. They didn't want to hear it. And they didn't believe it. They thought he'd be different if he got they thought it would be different when he gets to the national level. No, it's just worse. It's 10 times worse. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. So people really have to step up. You really got to step up. Pay attention to what's going on around you. Be ready to push back, fight back, whatever terminology makes you feel better. But again, everybody wants him out. Guess who's next in line? Are you ready for that one? National Police, I don't know if you've been watching this sham, this theater that's going on in D.C., right, what do you want to call it? The sham of a group of Congress people that are looking into what took place on January 6th. They already have the report written. Do we really have to go through this? They could save millions of dollars and much aggravation if they would simply pull the report out of Nancy's desk and read it. But the National Police Association on Wednesday, they slammed Congress's investigation. Right? They said it's nothing more than a politically motivated dog and pony show. They said they have no intention of uncovering the truth of what really happened that day. In an interview with a news source, the association spokeswoman, Betsy Branter-Smith, a retired police sergeant who describes herself as a conservative, said Congress should hear from thousands of police officers that were injured, not the few chosen ones. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
You're right.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And the best way to become part of the solution, frankly and honestly, is to get informed. Listen up, get informed. You don't agree with what I have to say, go find out where I'm wrong and let me know. I'm more than happy to correct myself. Done it in the past. I don't see what the issue is here. Not like I think I'm, 100% right all the time, because I don't. And I know I miss it from time to time. But again, it doesn't have to be, I'm not one-sided here. Yeah, I got the mic. But I'm definitely not one-sided. So let me know what you think. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Sign up for the text alerts. You want to text Gojo, one word, Gojo, to 77222. That's 77222. All right. This January 6th fiasco. Yeah, I'm calling it a fiasco. I don't... Got a better name that I can actually use on the air. Not what you want me to call it in the alley, right here on the air. And it's amazing. We never had any of these kind of inquisitions on any of the BLM issues, any of the Antifa issues, how they get into certain buildings. And I like to keep telling you, just look at the actions on January 6th. Look at what the people were wearing, how they got in, the actions they were taking to get in, and tell me what they looked like. Almost a carbon copy of what you saw happen in Seattle and Portland and other places like that where Antifa and BLM were quite active. I also find it interesting that just because they thought, people had MAGA shirts on, America shirts on, U.S. shirt, whatever, they had to be Trump supporters. Why could they be country supporters? Who says they have to be Trump supporters? Not everybody who loved this country were quote-unquote Trump supporters. Now, they might have been supportive of the president. That's what we're supposed to be, isn't it? And now you have other cops coming out speaking against the two cops that gave testimony there. They were Trump haters. They are Trump supporter haters. So says their social media. And then you hear them poo-pooing us, say, well, you shouldn't go to the social media. That's it. No. You're doing it with our military. Why wouldn't you do it with the people that protect the people's house? Why wouldn't you do that? People need to see the police officers go through horrible things, and January 6th was a horrible thing for some of those officers, she said. This is the National Police Association spokesperson. And it's true. We needed to see what took place that day. It should, again, with reality, with truth. But this commission... This is even from the higher-ups of the Capitol Police Organization. They find the whole commission a dogged pony show. And they say it doesn't tell the whole story by only pre-selecting a few officers to speak is wrong. She went on to say that she was sitting there, like millions of Americans, watching the testimony thinking, wait, where are the police officers who appeared to let some of the protesters in? Where are they? Got clear pictures of them. We know what they look like. We know who they are. How about the police officer who shot, Ashley Babbitt? Where is he? Why aren't they? She still hasn't been mentioned. Not one time. The only person shot. And there was no reason for her to be shot. You want to talk about misuse of force? There was absolutely no reason for her to be shot. She wasn't armed. Yeah, they were pushing on the doors. Maybe she got caught up at the moment in the wrong place at the wrong time. But there was no reason for that. Now, if she was black and the Capitol policeman was white, I wonder what that would be. I wonder how that would play out. Brainerd's Smith comments came today after four law enforcement officers who responded to the January 6th riot at the Capitol. They gave testimony to the House Committee on their experience. She said that those officers have been politicized by Congress, and that while their stories are important, the American people also deserve to hear the stories of more than 2,000 men and women in law enforcement. I have a suggestion if you're listening, Brainerd Smith. Have every one of those officers do a 1 minute or a 2 minute test. I mean, 2,000 officers, that's a lot. But people who are there involved in it, caught up in it, have them give a 2 minute or a 3 minute. Really, in all sincerity. No reason not to. There were a bunch of officers that were injured. Let them speak too. She cited a poll last week by the NPA and Rasmussen Reports that found 66% of likely U.S. voters think the Congress should investigate the riots spurred by Floyd's murder last May. Yeah, what about all those riots? Who let them in? Who fanned them on? Who allowed them to happen? What about all the damage that was done, not just the statues, but the buildings and police cars? Who's been brought to justice? Right, what were we reading the other day? 560, 600 people were arrested on this, for the January 6th issue? Compared to the damage, the people that were hurt and killed, and other riots done, and nobody's been, for all intents and purposes, pretty much nobody has been arrested and picked up? Really? Just, and it goes on and on and on. I want the American public to hear all about that, according to Bradner Smith. She said she based her survey, the American public wants to hear about those riots. They want to hear testimony. You know, a Las Vegas police officer who is still paralyzed from Black Lives Matter riots. How come nobody's paid for that? How come nobody's gone to jail on that? Or nobody from BLM, anyhow. She said that thousands of police officers across the country who are now retiring because of post-traumatic stress because of these riots. And it's going on, and it's not going to stop anytime soon. And on top of that, they have to hear about defunding the police, right? 855-REAL-JOE. Love to know what you think. 855-732-5563. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Be back in a minute.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky has clarified comments she made on Fox, saying that there will not be a federal vaccine mandate for Americans.
I completely understand the pushback, and I also understand that this is not unlike other things that are mandated.
Overall, she said she's in favor of more vaccines. The comments coming after President Biden announced all federal employees would be required to get vaccinated or face strict testing and other mitigation efforts. The CDC earlier had released data for why it recommended that vaccinated people wear masks again. They showed a cluster of cases in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, where about 500 cases surged in the area. They said 75% of those were vaccinated. Health officials in Florida are reporting COVID cases have jumped 50% there this week. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. I am back. Hopefully you are back. We're all back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us, the time that you're engaged and involved. I really do. I very much enjoy that. Anyway, you know, there's so many stories I want to get through, so many stories that we we need to get a closure on. And the stuff just keeps coming up, right? You look at the, who was it? Oh, Smollett. Remember him? Right? That guy went for a stroll in the middle of the night in a real bad neighborhood and claimed that the two people beat him up to have MAGA hats on. You know, it's the same type of thing that went on the 6th. So, Smollett seemed to have scored a pretty big win in his ongoing case. Now, courtroom documents obtained on Friday, heard a judge say that he would not remove one of Smollett's lawyers from the matter, despite the fact that he believes that the attorney did in fact speak with brothers Abel and Ola Osundero, the two men the actor hired, allegedly hired, to help him carry out his stage racist homophobic attack. Now, the Osunderos came forward soon after the purported incident happened. They told police that actor had paid them $3,500 to jump him on a Chicago street because he wanted his profile raised because he didn't want to be let go from Empire. Think about that. Will they have themselves pounded on to stay in the limelight? In the ruling, the Cook County judge, James Lynn, simply said that he would bar a member of Smollett's legal counsel, attorney Naya Uchi, from questioning the brothers should the actor's case go to trial. He pressed that another member of the defense team would have to be the one to examine the pair should they have to take the stand. Now, he went on to say that the totality of the evidence shows clearly and convincingly that at different points, Mr. Uchi talked to both brothers and their mother. Ooh. Now, the special prosecutor on this, Dan Webb, remember they took the original AG office because friends with Michelle Obama, trying to get some favor here, you know? So Dan Webb argued that the alleged conversation between Uchi and the brothers in 2019 came shortly after Smollett said he was a victim of the hate crime. It created a conflict of interest. Yeah, keep trying. No, really. Keep trying it. Now Smollett wants to sue Chicago for malicious prosecution. Right? But the brothers who beat him up still say they got paid to do it. So who's right? Who's lying? Who's not lying? Right? Now Smollett's black and gay, which makes him a double target. So I find that really interesting. And again, everybody said the same thing, or most people did. He was fading in his popularity. And you got to do some of these entertainment stories. That's what they are, too. They're entertainment stories, right? Always fun. All right. Let's just talk about the nicety of the left. The niceties. You know, they're always talking about being nice to each other. Taking a high road. But a Democratic congresswoman appeared to flip the bird at a female National Republican Congressional Committee member. Now, the congresswoman ignored her question on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. All this big quorum going on. That's because we keep electing these people that are full of themselves. We keep electing people that really believe that they're above it all. They're above us. They're above decorum. They're just nasty people. Representative Stephanie Murphy out of Florida, a Democrat, was approached by a female NRCC staffer who was filming while asking a question about the speaker. In the video, Murphy ignores the question while walking past the staffer, and she appeared to give her the one-finger salute while pretending to scratch her head. I'm sure that's exactly what happens. Now, the news source reached out to Murphy's office about her apparent middle finger gesture. But they won't call back. They won't talk about it. Of course they won't. This is the stuff that they keep tagging the right with. They keep saying it's conservatives that do this kind of thing, not them. You know, they're angels. House Democrats I've been saying it for a long time. Democrats are the party of non-responsibility. They are responsible for nothing they do with the way they act. Right? And nothing is their fault. Nothing is their problem, if you would. Nothing that they didn't create. If they claim the Republicans created it, they can't fix it, they have nothing to do with it. Now, the House Democrats, as I said, they can't handle being held accountable for anything they do. Even making obscene gestures at young female staff. Can you imagine if there was even a hint of that? Look at that, what was it, a gas company guy, electric company guy, who was given an AOK sign and they grabbed him and said he was given a white supremacist sign. It's not white supremacist. Now, and they can't handle it. Can't handle any of that. Murphy wasn't the only House Democrat to get frustrated with all this tracking this week. Also, Jennifer, Representative Johanna Haynes out of Connecticut, published a video online of a confrontation she had with someone she claimed was a political tracker. Well, so what? You guys have... Yeah, never mind. She said, "These are my trackers. They wait outside my office daily to accost me." Haynes interrupted the tracker's question about Representative AOC, saying, "This is the tracker. Their only job is to stand outside my office to catch me." Well, to catch you do what? Can't catch you doing anything if you ain't doing anything wrong. I've been saying that for years. This is nothing new. And it's not political. Right? One of the reporters said, "I was just trying to hold you accountable, Congresswoman." So what's wrong with that? If you're not doing anything wrong, there's nothing to worry about. I'm just saying, unless I'm missing something big time here. You know? Well, the White House, Biden, and others around him. Now, unless you're brain dead, you knew this was coming, right? You could smell this coming. We're looking at more lockdowns, more restrictions. Any way you want to cut it. The coronavirus itself is spiking. Now, they say it's increased by 64% from the previous week. What I want to know is, are they counting The illegals coming over the border with those numbers. Where are those numbers? I want to know who they are. How did they work their way in? When were they actually fed into the system? I want to know how many times they're checking somebody. How many of those go into the book? Is it one time, one person? Even though they've been checked five times, maybe they got it. They're just trying to get rid of it. How are those lockdowns being counted? I guess is what we want to push through. And the, I don't know. I can see where this is going. And unless you force the, and you can't force them, but unless we force the president to really do what the CDC says, or at least use their numbers, the numbers that they don't talk about, but they do post, we're going to be back to the way it was in 6 months, 7 months, 8 months. And I think that's when it becomes a bloody riot. If they try to lock them down again, drop off the worship, drop off some of these other events, go back to the thing that they're doing with the I forgot. I did what Evan Sayed did. I lost my train of thought. Oh, God. I saw Mike Lindell over my shoulder pulling $50 million from Fox. God bless him. That's what he should do. Anyway. So again, getting back to the vaccine restrictions. Federal government, you won't be able to come to work unless you get the restriction or get tested weekly while wearing a mask. This can't be good. This can't be healthy. Right? The CDC reported this week, oh, I know what I was going to say. The cases that were jumped, they jumped by 64% over the prior week. From what? Where are those numbers coming from? Are the illegals being tested now? Is that what's doing it? Is it the fact that some people are being tested two or three times a week? What's doing it? How many times do they get counted? Need more information. Joe Bettini, your host, will be back in a few minutes.
To stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest? For better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We're back now. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always appreciate the time that you are spending with me. But you know, when Biden says it, we were talking about Biden, the administration, the White House, and people close to him and around him, alluding to and hinting at the fact that these restrictions, not only the restrictions are coming back. No way to get around them when you put the person in the White House. But how stringent, how strong, how are they going to be enforced? You know, he was asked a question. He actually kind of danced around today, and he was asked if he could if he could mandate the masks countrywide. And his response was, "Well, we're checking into that now. We're checking in to see if we have the authority to do it now." Isn't that amazing? Just amazing. So you already know what their mind is at. And you got Joe, what's his name, de Blasio? Another piece of a critter. He's another one. He's openly said, too, that what he wants to do, he is too late to keep asking people to get the vaccine shot. It's time to start mandating it. What do you think of that? Right? I mean, they want to be in total control. They want to be able to tell you what to do, how to do, where to do, what to think, how to breathe, and when to breathe. It's just look at their actions. Their actions are what dictating my comments. You can't decipher them any other way. Not the way they're laying them down. Anyhow. And out of his own mouth, that Americans should expect more COVID restrictions. Basically, deal with it. And then with the NRCC person who apparently looked like, I believe that she did, flip the bird off, if you would. Right? I mean, there's no reason for it to a reporter. If we did it, it'd be a 7x24 news cycle. You know that. Nothing new there. And there would be no way around. All right. You know, COVID money is supposed to be used for school districts and municipalities and what have you, use it to help make the area safer from getting COVID-19. You know, whether it's used to buy chemicals or buy products to make sure the kids are safe at school, safe in the state, federal, and local county buildings. Well, City University of New York, they're gonna forgive $125 million in student debt using COVID relief funds. Let that sink in for a minute. They're also going to pay off the unpaid fees of over 50,000 students, most of whom were enrolled during the pandemic. What fees? Why pay them with tax money when the kids couldn't go, and some of those fees and penalties are because they didn't show up to class or they didn't do certain things on campus that they couldn't do anyway? Why is this so hard to understand? Any eligible student at one of their 25 campuses who was enrolled from March of last year through spring 2021, they will have their unpaid debts during that time forgiven. I kept telling people, not that I wanted you to do this, don't get me wrong, but I kept telling some people, don't worry about it. They're going to pay your debt. Yeah, seriously. They're going to pay your debt, and everything's going to be hunky-dory. I'm telling you. Same thing with the renters here in California. You know, Newsom has decided to pay everybody's rent. Now, who's going to take that on? Who is going to take on telling people, you know, we're going to sue because we don't think the government should be paying for your rent? And I would bet you money that the majority of these people who are getting their rent paid for voted for Newsom, voted for Joey B. The ones that made this mess to begin with or piled on to the mess here in Newsom's case. It just never stops. The DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival Recipients, other dreamers, a lot of this money is going to illegals to take care of their bills. Isn't this what you signed up for? Isn't this what you fully expect your government to do? Is it pay for people breaking the law? He said, I view this initiative as more than just good policy. It also affirms the recognition that challenges still exist for many New Yorkers. It helps to fulfill the moral imperative that is implicit in the, you know, the university's historic mandate to provide access to quality education for all New Yorkers, regardless of background or means. That's according to Chancellor Felix Matos Rodriguez. Where does it say illegals in there, though? Why do you let them in? Why do you let them participate? Use the money to help them get right. What is the problem here? Well, the biggest problem is that they hate the country. That's number one. We already know that, though. They're not interested in the law unless it works against you and they can apply it against you. Then we're good. Right? Just watch everything that's happened over the last few days. Well, not even just the last few days. Watch everything that's happened, period. What they're willing to do to you and not to their own. I also find it kind of crazy talked about this earlier this week as well, that the AG has decided to sue Texas over the new immigration order. Now, I heard from several people today what they were doing, or what Texas is going to do. They're going to pull over cars that they feel might have illegals in there. But not just illegals. Illegals that might have COVID-19. They're going to use like an emergency clause in the law, the Constitution, there in Texas, to be able to pull these cars over. And they're going to push it all the way up to the Supreme Court. That's what they want to do with it anyway. And I don't, just me, I don't see the Supreme Court taking it up. I really don't. I don't think they want any part of it. And it's too bad because, well, they should be taking all this stuff up anyhow. They should take everything that comes up in front of them up because, look it, their job was never to render an opinion on every time somebody sneezes and uses too much tissue paper. It's just really what it boils down to. It seems that that's what people want to use them for. And they were it was never meant to be that. Check this out. The journalist who calls for all... But I love these people. Yeah, they'll go too far left today. Thinks that all unvaccinated people should be jailed. Right? I mean, they know better. They're smarter than us. Just ask them. They'll tell you that. Journalist from across the pond is calling for jail time for anyone refusing to take the COVID vaccine. The Daily Mail on Sunday, writer Dan Hodges, he's accusing anyone who has not received the COVID-19 vaccine of murder. Writing that they should be sentenced to serious jail time. You know, the funny thing about it is that the numbers are climbing exponentially for people. I'm sorry, the death numbers are climbing for people who actually got the vaccine. The anti-vaxxers, if that's what you want to call them, the people that didn't get the vaccine, they're not having that problem. Right? So, you know, try to help me understand. Again, this is that subtle science thing that's really not subtle, but it makes them feel good about it, if they use that kind of terminology. And then you got that wonderful mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio. He says it's time to throw the kitty gloves off and force people to get the coronavirus vaccine. There's that communist in him coming out, but he loves the communist stuff, remember? Him and, you know, and the rest of them. They spent time in Cuba, they spent time in Russia, loving it. Bernie Sanders, remember? And during a CNN interview, de Blasio said that the only way to move forward for the country is for the unvaccinated to get on board. The mayor admits that the health department has a real power to create a variety of rules. It's possible that the power is used for a vaccine mandate. Think about that. He says he has the right to force you to put an untested, unproven chemical in your body. And we'll see what else for the greater good. Just amazing. All right, guys, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Always appreciate your time with me. Don't do anything stupid. We're here all week. We want you here all week with us. Have a great rest of the day.